Those crisscrossing voices belong to Millar's daughter and Bubba Thomas Ditter of the band My Bubba. Me is from Sweden, Bubba is from Iceland. Maybe you could tell that from their names. But their music has the sound of something born in America, a blend of old country, blues, and bluegrass.
You're eating off my winning ways. You're making wrinkles in my face.
My Bubba's new album is Big, Bad, Good, and me and Bubba, forgive me for being so familiar, use your first names, join us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Very nice to be here.
Help us understand your name.
My name is Bubba.
No, I meant the name of your group.
Oh, well, it's actually the same story. The name of our group is just our first names pronounced in English, My Bubba.
As you undoubtedly have been told, Bubba is a pretty familiar name in the United States, but it tends to be a nickname for people who are from the South.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Bubba's a familiar name in Iceland, too.
It is familiar, but it's not very common. My real name is Guðbjörg, and in my family we have a lot of Guðbjörgs, and so we have two nicknames for them. When you're born, you become either a Guðki or a Bubba, and it was my turn to be a Bubba.
When we wanted to get our website going a couple of years ago, we wanted mybubba.com, but it turned out it was taken by some fishing trip gang of dudes. So we had to go with ohmybubba.com, which is fine too.
Let's listen to the title track from this album, Big, Bad, Good.
I grew into my grandma's fur. She swam from Germland all the way up to Gothenburg. My grandpa crossed the Greenland ice. Ate his horse along the way, on the long, long way.
I mean, that's quite a story. And, you know, in the United States, we are often telling the story of, I got to this country with 2 cents in my pocket. I didn't have a nickel to rub together, you know, the crossing of the pioneers. But this is the story. This is the story of Iceland, too, isn't it?
Yes, and this particular story is about my great-great-grandfather who was on a Greenland expedition. They were doing research on the Greenland ice.
But he ended up eating his horse, right?
Yeah, he did. They didn't have any food in the end. And he tells about this in his book. He was very close to his horse that he ended up having to eat.
Tough times.
Tough times in Greenland.
Yeah. What kind of music did each of you grow up listening to and enjoying?
This is me speaking.
Yes.
I grew up listening to a lot of Little Richard and Wanda Jackson when I was little. Mm-hmm. And also I listened to a lot of Jim Reeves that my father put on all the time.
Jim Reeves, the great American country star.
Yeah.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone.
I fell asleep to his singing every night growing up.
Oh, he had a very, very warm, wonderful voice. So that was in Sweden. Bubba, yeah. What about you?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of Scandinavian folk and a lot of Scandinavian jazz as well. Mm-hmm. Me and my group of friends, when I was a teenager, used to spend the afternoons singing these old Swedish folk songs. And then when I met Mi, she introduced me to American music, American folk and jazz and blues. So I think our music comes a lot from that mix somehow.
I've given up the water. I've given up the water.
Now, I gather that most of the songs in this album were recorded as they were written.
Mm-hmm, that's true. We didn't have any songs when we came to the studio. We wanted to explore that quality of a newly born song and try to catch it.
Let's listen to another song if we can. A very delicate, soft song called Poor Woman.
My body likes some lithium. Crumbles in your absence.
In some of your songs, do you use silence as kind of another note, another presence in the song?
For sure. We're very quiet by nature, and we're very comfortable being quiet, but it's definitely also part of our music to leave a lot of space for the listener.
So are you performers because you have such quiet natures and that's a way of getting out, or do you have to fight that?
It's been challenging for sure. I think now that we've been doing this for a couple of years, we're finding more and more our own way of being quiet in this loud world and find a lot of strength in what we have together, being quiet. What would you say, Baba?
It is, we call it the fragile challenge, that it is often hard to find the space to be fragile.
How special, sweet sensation of indulging in my body is missing you.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in the quietness and in the fragility once you find a way of unlocking it or the right setting to let it be heard.
Yeah. Mie Larsdotter and Bubba Thomasdotter of the band My Bubba speaking with us from New York. So glad we could speak with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.